Hi, Ian.
Hi.
You're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and I am joined in the studio by Ian Wilkinson.
Hello. I'm a muralist, and I produce an event called Burners and Barbecue, founded by Topper and Gus Cuddy.
Can you give our listeners a little bit of information about what it is that you do?
Sure. Burners and Barbecue is a mural event. It's an outdoor mural event with graffiti writers, street artists, and muralists. We all come together and paint large spaces in short amounts of time. Last year, we covered 22,000 square feet of the River Arts District in 3 days with 61 artists. And we're going to do something similar this year.
And so people can still see that, what happened last year, if you drive down Lyman Street, right?
Yeah, it's on old Lyman Street on the Asheville Waste Paper Plant. It's a 301 Lyman is kind of puts you in the ballpark.
And you are responsible for several other beautiful buildings around town, too, before we move on, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've painted some things you may have seen before. I painted the chess player's mural with Molly Must. And I did the Good Vibes on the water tower with Ishmael. And these are some of the more visible things you may have seen, the front of Hall Fletcher Elementary. The building beside the auditorium was the first year of Burners and Barbecue. Second year was a bowling alley. Last year was the Asheville Waste Paper Mill. And then this year we will be working on the back of Mountain Glass behind Riverview Station across from the new location of the Wedge and 12 Bones. They're going to be helping sponsor us over there, too.
When is this happening?
It is happening May 19th, 20th, and the 21st.
And what can people expect at this event?
There's going to be a lot of things going on. There'll be great food from 12 Bones, great beer from the Wedge. There'll be music, and there'll be lots of artists, a lot of local artists, and a lot of folks traveling in, all working together, putting down a lot of color.
What kind of feedback have you gotten about these events in the past?
It's great. It's transformative for these. You know, you start out with these really kind of drab gray walls, and then you end up with, you know, these colorful representations. And we don't, like, sometimes we'll theme it, but, you know, a lot of times we give artists complete and, complete artistic freedom to do what they want to do. And so, but the reaction's been great. I mean, people stop and take pictures in front of it, and everyone's really enjoying it. And we're hoping to sort of make this River Arts District really look like a River Arts District, you know.
What are your expectations and hopes for the future? How do you see this evolving?
We don't want to grow the event too fast, if at all. We kind of enjoy what it is, you know. Keeping the event real pure is important to us. So it's not like this isn't some event that we're hoping will explode and become this massive thing. And it's already, like last year, it was crazy how big it got. It was definitely the largest mural event of its kind in the state, which isn't hard to do, I guess. But we want to keep giving our community of artists an opportunity to work together at least once a year. You know, it's a lot of fun. And you can talk to a lot of the muralists that participated last year. We're just elated to be doing something. You know, I heard people say, oh, this is the best time I've had since I've been here. You know, we're making a beautiful gift for the community. We're transforming these spaces. But the secret thing is that we really enjoy it, and we really have a good time together, you know, working with all of our colleagues.
Something you mentioned is that, you know, this is an opportunity for, you know, a part of the art community to get together and to collaborate on something. It sounds like that doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't in the mural world. In the graffiti writing world, it happens fairly regularly, but that was something that, you know, the muralist and street artist can take away from and learn from the graffiti community, is that they in fact have community, they have crew, and that's something that the mural contingent doesn't. You know, if you're a professional muralist living in Nashville, you work in your little bubble, and you get to cross over a few times. But that's been a really great takeaway for this side.
Street art can carry a stigma. Do you see doing these public events that are centered around the community, that are super fun and positive, as being a way to give people another perspective on street art?
Well, I guess street art people are accepting of. Murals people are accepting of. Graffiti is debatable whether or not people understand it or accept it. Is that one of our secret little bylines, is to get the community to welcome graffiti with open arms? No, not at all. Just because it's like it doesn't want a hug from the community. It's its own thing. It doesn't kind of need that. But that kind of happens. You know, people start to see like, wow, this is actually cool. This is actually, you know, displays a lot of craftsmanship when you get to see it up close and see the process and work that goes into these elaborate pieces. I think that happens naturally, but that's not our intent. It's cool though. We're all learning from each other. So
the community needs the street art, but the street art maybe doesn't need the approval
of
the community.
No, they definitely don't need the approval. Nor probably want it.
Great.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that are coming together this year to help us out now that we're gaining some momentum. And, you know, the wedge just moved into the foundation area, which is an area that has a lot of graffiti already there. And they've sort of welcomed the aesthetic with open arms and have allowed things to happen there that a lot of new businesses wouldn't. So we had the Wedge and 12 Bones, and I just want to give them both a shout out because they've been really supportive in helping us out, and the folks that own that area. So,
well, if people want to learn more about your event or get involved, how can they do that?
Check out our Facebook page, Burners and Barbecue, and look for the link to our fundraiser, because we do a fundraiser each year, and we definitely need community support. It's a crowdsourced event, and we definitely need community support to pull it off each time. None of the artists get paid, which is, I'd like that to change, but we aim to get the materials paid for. And we had success doing that last year, and I hope we can do that again. Eventually, we'd like to where we can pay some, you know, better travel stipends and take care of people. But we're just asking right now just for materials. So, and these artists come from all over the country and put in their time to make our town beautiful, and then we get to enjoy it after they're gone. So it's important that we show them that we're invested in this look and we like it. So
what is your favorite thing about doing this yearly event?
Just the camaraderie, getting everybody together. It's great. You know, lots of things come up and sometimes make it difficult, but I never lose sight of that. It's always just a fun opportunity to work with people, that do the same thing as I do. That community feels really sweet.
One more time before you go, remind our audience of the details of your event.
Okay, so yeah, it's the event's called Burners and Barbecue. It's an outdoor mural event. It's taking place on May 19th, 20th, and the 21st. We'll be doing an art show in the Wedge that opens at 7 o'clock on the night, Friday the 19th, at the Wedge in their event space. So there'll be an art show with a lot of the artists that are involved. Participating in that, come out and watch us paint and get some barbecue and some beer, and look forward to seeing you guys there.